Blog Talk Radio.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.
It is Thursday evening, time for another This and That chit-chat with your girl Tasha and myself. We brought you a basket full of goodies, like every week, remedies, did you knows, and of course, hot topics presented by Tasha. So stick around and hang with us for the next half hour of fun talk.
Hey, partner, hey, you're on board. What's going on? Hey.
What's going on? I'm here. I'm ready to get started with Hot Topics. How are you?
I am wonderful. You know, it's Thursday night, Thursday. I call it Thursday's
yes.
This and That.
Yes, our Thursday This and That is perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So you're good? You're all good?
Yeah, I'm good. I brought some topics today. I brought, I have like a movie tip today on Netflix. Everybody
oh,
has
nice.
Netflix. Needs
yes.
to, yeah, look out for this movie because it is hot. And I got some topics today, some did you knows and fun facts on kisses. And today's all about the man's health, so I'm going to share an insight and a very important topic about man's health, prostate cancer, actually. But before I go all into
right.
my details, let's hear about the celebrity news, like always.
Okay, no problem. I have a lot of things coming up for you guys. I have a really, really hot tip that just came in today that I'm just like just catching up on. It's some Grace Jones tea. Can you believe it? Grace Jones is like, wow, way
wow.
back in the day. But yeah, so good stuff, good stuff. I'm going to get started with just a very brief what happened on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. That is like my favorite show. I'm not going to tell you guys every single thing that happened. It's just going to be a couple of things that stood out that I thought, oh, they need to know that. So if you don't know, Love and Hip Hop, of course, Atlanta is the most famous one pretty much. It's the one with Stevie J and all them. But my particular favorite one is the one with Ray J, which is Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. And it just premiered the other day. This past Monday was its premiere, and it was so good. So we did meet the rappers that I had told you guys about before. Remember, I said Love and Hip Hop was introducing their first gay couple. Well, we met mm-hmm. them. Miles is the main one that I want to talk about. The other guy, he's a producer. His name is I know his last name is Milan. So. It was kind of interesting about that particular story, but either way, Miles is his Milan's down low boyfriend. Basically, he's on the DL. He has a high school sweetheart who has been in love with him forever. She's looking for them to, you know, for him to settle down and forget the woman. I'm putting air quotes on woman that he's involved with and come back to her. And so she's just patiently waiting. They rap together, and it's this musical love story in her head. And Miles has not been coming clean about who he is, and he is having an affair with, of course, Milan, and he says this is the first man he's been with. And then he also went on to say that his family, friends, and nobody, you know, in his circle knows that he is, you know, he didn't even say gay. He just said that about Milan. He didn't even say, like, I'm gay. He just said, nobody in my family or anything knows about him. So I had a question for you guys because, of course, you know, once the show airs, I don't know what he was thinking by not telling them. He's just, I don't know how, you know, he's going to do that. But point is, I had a question. Should people be outing other gay people? Should they be doing that? Just, I want to know your honest opinions about that. You guys can, you know, tell us about it on Twitter or go on our page and answer that question because I want to just pose that to you guys. But that's the tea. That's what's going on. All right. And
wow.
then the next, yeah, that was a lot. I was like, wow, okay.
That is a lot. And I have an opinion, too. I have an answer. Can I answer?
Yes, you can answer. You can answer. Definitely.
You're gonna make me want to watch that show. But now I tell you something. For one, I think it's awesome that they have a gay couple on the show. I mean, this is supposed to be real life. And being gay is part of who we are as humans. We date each other, gay, hatred. I'm just saying it's part of the, you know, mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So why
it's
not
reality,
bring it to the show? Now, should somebody out somebody on television without their permission? No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the whole download thing, I mean, that's everybody else's decision. As long as an unknown person in that relationship, like, okay, let's say this person is married or dates a woman and then dates a man as well and keep that on the low. That type of keeping it on the low is completely wrong and not fair to the other partner. But if this person decides to be undercover and just want him and his boyfriend to know his business, then he doesn't have the right, shouldn't have the right to out him. So that's my opinion.
Your opinion. Yeah. And you know, and my question was, they don't have to be on TV. Just do you think people should out people at all, period? I completely agree with you. I think it's their business. However, I just hope, you know, no matter what you're doing, because I don't like to automatically go to the, you know, wear protection as if you don't have to wear protection if you're having a, you know, opposite sex relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because some people try to put that stigma on, you know, on gay people. You know what I'm saying? As far as, make sure you're protected. Make sure you're protected no matter who you're sleeping with. But my thing is just, you know, when making sure that no matter who you're dealing with, you're always wearing protection, because you really do never know, you know, if somebody is creeping or not. And, you know, this world that we live in is just, it's just a lot sometimes. So, yeah, that's just how I feel about it. And I don't think that anybody should go around outing people. I think that it's, if people knew the significance and how devastating it can be to somebody who's really not ready, you know, to do that, it's pretty devastating for them. So, yeah, you know, that we pretty much are in agreement there. But let me know your opinions. If you're completely against it, let me know. If you, you know, however you feel. If you've been there, definitely let us know. All right. And I'm going to move on because I'm telling you, it just gets better. Like, it gets better. Okay, we had Ray J and Princess. Okay, these two, oh my God. Princess, I told you guys about this probably around February, March. We did a show, and I was telling you guys that Ray J allegedly got assaulted. He got his ribs broken and his ACL torn by his then-girlfriend, Princess.
Wow.
Who's on the show. She's been on the show many times, and I was just like, that's very weird. And so when the show came back on, everybody was talking about, you know, what happened and, okay, tell us what happened. And she downright denied. She says, yes, they had some too many drinks. Yes, things got bad. She says, but she never broke his ribs. She never tore his ACL. And then she went on to say that Ray J feeds information to the media that is not true. And she was like, and he kind of does it just to keep himself relevant or to get out of trouble. And then his ex-girlfriend, who was also so on the show, singer, she used to sing way back in the day. Her name is Tierra. She confirmed it. And she said, well, she couldn't confirm, you know, that the fight, because they weren't together. But she confirmed that when he was with her, he used to feed false information and just information in general to the media to kind of swing people's opinions his way and to stay relevant. So that was kind of, ooh, you know what I mean? But I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
So not surprised at all. So she's saying it's absolutely not true. And on the show, she ended up getting into some fights because he, you know, he just keeps this girl running back and forth. He tells her he wants to be serious. And that's the thing, guys, like, if you want to play around, just do it. Like, why do they drag these little girls? You know what I mean? They're young guys. They're rich guys. And they got these little girls running around too much. But it was so good. And they ended up having this, he ended up having this complete blowout and party and all this stuff and brought strippers. And she went in there and was trying to fight the strippers. It was a mess. But you got to love and Hip Hop Hollywood. If y'all don't watch it, it comes on every Monday night, VH1. Check your local listings. It's the bomb. Yes. So that's my little tidbit for right now. And then, of course, I have more for you after, you know, Tammy drops us with the health tips and just tips in general for a good living.
Yeah, but back to Ray J. We know, I mean, the whole world, not the whole world, let me not exaggerate, but, you know, we know how Ray J is. He's just being Ray J. I don't think he's ever going to grow up.
Not at all. Not at all.
And what was the show, For the Love of Ray J? I used to watch that
show.
Yeah.
And he was living with a woman then. Yes.
Yeah. He's a big old kid that is never getting serious. Let me tell you something else about him. He's never getting serious. He's just a player. He's a handsome young man. I love Ray J, as crazy as he is. It is what it is. It's Ray J. I mean, I'm just saying. You can't expect anything from this boy.
Right. You know, and I tease him a lot. I told you guys. Right. You know, I tease him a lot, you guys. I call him, you know, one wish ass Ray J. I'm sorry, but I do. I just do. I don't know why I do that, but I just do. But it's just, you know, to me, I can't take Ray J serious. I'm sorry. I don't take him serious in any kind of relationship. I just feel like he's a desperate man, in my opinion, because you have Kim Kardashian, who is huge. Kim Kardashian is a billionaire off of him, basically. You know what I mean? Not completely off of him, but I'm just saying that's where her start came from, no matter what nobody says.
Right.
You know, she's just a million times bigger than him. And you know, and I'm just like, you know, that has to raise a little bit of, you know, jealousy. So he's going to do what he has to do. He has his reputation that he's trying to make happen. You know what I mean? He's trying to make his career happen. So, hey.
I just always have this motherly thing over him. I see him in the Sinbad series. I mean, that's just the Ray J that I know and that I still look at. It's weird. Like, I can't even take him serious. And that's bad, but I just can't. And then look how he acts. I mean, it's kind of hard to take him serious as a man, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I just remember, he doesn't really bother me. Like, he never really just upset me. I just,
not at all.
That's Ray J. That's Ray J. You know, it's like, anyway, it is just. It is what it is. But I have a movie tip. And if you have not seen that, partner, the movie is called Addicted. It was in the movie theaters not too long ago. No. Have you seen it?
I watched it last night. Yes, I watched it 2 weeks ago. Swear.
Well,
go ahead.
It is the bomb. If you have not seen it, guys, it's called Addicted with Sharon Leal, Boris Cujo, Tyson Beckford, and the oh-so-gorgeous Levi William Lattin's Finest. Oh, my God. This movie is a must-see. It's a successful businesswoman, Zoe, played by Sharon Leal. She seems to have a charmed life. She's this wonderful, loving, and she has this wonderful, loving husband, Boris Cujo, two beautiful children, a thriving career. But as perfect as her life might look to other people, Zoe is secretly tormented by nymphomania. Wow.
Yes.
Her need for constant sexual gratification leads her into a secretive existence, one that ultimately put her family and her career and her life on the line. It's based on a novel by Zane. And I was like, whoa, when that movie first started, you know that scene when she, after they did what they did, and she came down to the computer, turned the computer, I was like, whoa, this is going to be a good movie.
It's going to be good, right? That's where it
I
got
was
me,
like,
too, because I was just like, wow.
Because, I mean,
it's
she's
good,
super gorgeous.
Guys.
I love
her.
I love her.
Yes,
right. She's a good actress. She's super gorgeous. She played in, like, all the Madea movies.
Why Did I Get Married?
She played,
she
played Tyler Perry's wife in there. And I think she's super gorgeous. I love watching her. And but when she sat there on this computer, I was like, okay. This is, well, look, when I seen Boris Cujo, I knew, oh, this is going to be a good movie.
I was in, right? I know,
but
I was in,
I
too,
no,
when
I
saw that.
Oh, but then I had no idea. Levi William, I have the biggest crush on this guy, right? And he was like, oh, he's in that movie too. Oh, my God. Even though his picture is, like, on the front cover, I think, I didn't recognize him. But then when the movie started, I was like, oh, gosh.
That's
what
him.
A hot drop. What a hot drop. Really. And then his accent, right? Sexiest man.
Yes.
Anyway, if you love that type of passion, it's a must-see movie. I mean, that was my movie
it's awesome.
For tonight. And you have to watch it. It's called Addicted. She is sex addicted. And, I mean, it's bad. And Tyson Beckford, why we didn't even mention him?
Woo. Oh, no, I know. Tyson. And that's exactly what I was about to say. I was like, but did you see Tyson? Because, wow.
I mean, it's,
wow.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's Tyson Beckford. What can you say? What can you say? Like,
I
was like, I wanted to be her in this club when I, oh, God,
right.
She was just the hottest. Girls, ladies,
and, yes.
You need to see this movie.
Yes,
see,
yes, because I'm really trying not to give anything away. Y'all got to watch that movie. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So
I'm not gonna give.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give any more away than I already have. But it's good and it's hot and
yes.
it's passionate and it's freaky. I mean, it's all of that.
Right.
But,
it gives you everything. Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to kind of talk a little bit about kissing. It's fun. I just want to share some fun facts. About the kissing,
nice.
Most people that you know tilt their heads to the right when they're about to put a kiss. That's actually research, yeah, it's from WebMD research. Okay, now this is a question, and a question you can answer it, partner, if you know it's not, you guys can. Well, I'm going to answer it right here. I'm going to ask and answer it right here. Which gender believes that sharing a passionate kiss with someone else is cheating on your partner? Is it the males or the females that tend to believe that sharing a passionate kiss with someone else is cheating? What do you think, partner?
Females. Females.
You say female? Well, the correct
yeah.
answer is actually both.
Oh, okay. I can understand
yeah.
that. Okay.
And it's let your lips wander and you might just squander your romance. Men and women agree on this. If you're married, follow the no lip lock out of wedlock rule. Reserve your kisses for your Mr. and Mrs. So it's actually both genders actually agree on not kissing, or kissing is actually cheating. Which cheating starts in the head to me. Like it starts in the mind already. I mean,
when you're thinking about it.
If I'm sitting here with my partner, or if I'm kissing my partner, but I'm thinking about another person, that's cheating. Clearly,
oh,
it starts in the mind anyway.
Yeah. You're right. I'm just like, oh my God, you know, because I keep thinking about the people who are just like kind of bored with their, you know what I mean? With their spouse,
right.
And they're just like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I hate to say they're cheating, maybe, but I do feel like if you keep thinking and you act on those, that's cheating. You know, if you're really
and
acting on those, you know what I mean?
I want to approach our listeners, our audience, with a topic that I think we should do a show on, and it is about cheating, but the different type of cheating, the whole internet thing. And I think it's worth the discussion because in real life here, I mean, I see it all the time, couples split, they argue, they fight all the time, and it's over internet, it's over likes, it's over, you know what I'm saying, these things I personally had experienced in a formal relationship because of it. So I want to bring it, I want to dish it up and have a show about it and see, and I want everybody to call in and see where people's mind is on that because it's really, really taken over and it's getting really bad. And people, you know, we've talked about it before, but people are so comfortable now these days with this whole internet thing and flirting. And, I just want some opinions on from single people, maybe people that are dating and going through this problem to share with us.
My God, I got opinions right now. I got opinions in here. But yeah, that's
going to
be a great one. I can't wait.
Well, because
it's
a big old controversy right now. And it's like the wife, vice versa, they both do it. I mean, you know, females are just as guilty as males. But what I'm saying is these days, it's just so easy to just sit in front of your laptop on your phone. Of course, people don't have laptops anymore. They're on their phone and they're talking and chatting with everybody in the world. And
they are
having
a
family get together at the same time. I mean, it's so easy now.
Yeah.
I mean, the access is right there. So it
causes
a lot of
temptation
problems.
Is at your fingertips. The temptation is at your fingertips. It's not how it was before. You got to go out. You got to meet somebody. Now it's just so many people. And, you know, it's just so many attractive people online.
Whether they
are really attractive or they're just pretending to be attractive, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I could go really deep. But I just say establish your laws early, guys, in your relationships. Before it gets crazy and complicated and you got to call them on things, Tell them your comfort zone. So that's just my opinion. I'll just slide that in there. We'll wait till the show, but that's fine.
Yeah. And another thing is with the phones. I mean, these days, like, everybody have their entire life in those phones, and
they
wouldn't dare let their partner look at their phone. They will get attack, like, oh, my God, you cannot touch my phone. Like, why? What's going on?
Well, you know, I have an opinion about this, and just me, I put up a post like so many months ago, and I'm like, if you go to grab your partner's phone and they start jumping and throw the phone away or whatever the situation may be, just you don't get it, you don't need to see in that phone. They're already cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's something that's going on that they don't want you to be a part of, and you need to just make your decisions, whatever they may be, for your good right then. Because for me, that's out. If I can't. I don't go through, you know, my spouse's phone only because I don't have to. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't go there. You know what I mean? Because you don't have those issues unless you have those issues. So, you know, it's so funny to me because people ask me all that all the time. Like, do you go through this phone? Like, why would I? I don't have to. Because if it rings, he just like, answer this. Or, you know what I mean? It's not that problem.
Right.
So. But, yeah, oh, my God, we'll get all into all that stuff. I can't wait. That's going to be a good one. And some people, you know, it's a privacy issue, and they just really have issues with anybody touching their phone. And I don't get it. You know, I've only seen it in the aspect of them cheating, but maybe that's not always the case. I mean, we have to look at the whole spectrum and decide, is it a, you know.
I agree.
Breach of privacy
Yeah, I do agree, because my mother, I mean, of course, when my mom was alive, there was no cell phones. It was like in the early 90s. It was not like it is now. But now her thing was with her purse. Oh, nobody better not touch that woman's purse. And, I mean, that's how some people may feel about their phones without even
because my mom was like that, too. You don't touch her purse. She doesn't want you going in her purse or doing anything, you know, even us, like as kids. My dad, anybody, you know, that was a big thing. I know a lot of people like that. Maybe to an extent it is like that. And that's why it's good to have discussions, because you hear other people's point of view, and then you don't just, you know what I mean? We're able to share and all that stuff. So discussions are great. And you guys, please feel free to join in or chat with us and all those things on all of our social media.
Yeah, let us know what you think, because we really want to hear your opinions. And I know y'all have opinions, because y'all always good with the emails after the shows and the DMs and the inboxes. And we really want to hear about that, because that is an issue that concerns everybody. This is this generation. The generation to come, it's going to get even worse. People don't argue anymore about simple things. I mean, it might seem simple, but it really isn't. I mean, it's bigger things now. I mean,
It really is
that you can really, really hide very well. But, I mean, if you want to hide, you can hide without a phone, too. I mean, if you want to be sneaky about it. But used to, you had to leave the house to be sneaky about it. You would have to, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't just pick up your phone and text. I mean, it wasn't that easy. No. You would actually have to go and meet your partner or be on the phone, on the house line, on the house phone. Hey, who are you talking to? I mean, it's so much easier now. Just get your phone out, get a quick text, be like, hey, baby, I'm thinking about you. Nobody knows.
Right.
I mean, in the
90s. Easy.
In the 90s, we wouldn't have dreamed about that. Maybe we would have loved it. Mm-hmm. Not saying that it's not a great, I mean, I love it.
Right.
But it has its pros, and cons. But you know what?
Like
the last
everything
few
else.
Minutes on the show, the last few minutes on the show, I want to dedicate it to our Celeste. Because I know you got some more news. I just know you do.
I do. And you guys know, okay, you guys have to forgive me. This is something I want you guys just to look for on your local listings, because I didn't get the actual release date. I know that it's coming out sometime in September. But have you heard about the Muppets new reality show?
The Muppets?
Yes. Miss Piggy and, it is really going down with the Muppets, okay? And serious. Like, I don't know who their marketing executives are, but they're genius, I promise. Okay, here's the scoop. Kermit, the real Kermit, not the one who's like, but that's none of my business, not him.
Right,
the real Kermit put out a statement saying that, yes, saying that him and Miss Piggy officially are over. They are married now. And he said that he is filing for divorce and he is moving on with his life. Okay, now that was kind of like, wait, what? And then we have Miss Piggy, who is supposed to be this new, she has her own talk show and all this stuff. And, you know, she's breaking out. And then, wait, we have the mistress that Kermit is messing with. Her name is Denise. Her name is Denise. And she's not like this Piggy. She's, you know, she's thinner and she has these exotic looking eyes that they put on her.
Oh,
it's
God.
I mean, it's a mess.
Oh,
they've been
hilarious.
Going back and forth on Twitter and everything, and just all my Muppets, all my 70s and 80s babies will remember this. Okay, you know the Muppet that looks kind of like the one that's always kind of high or whatever and has glasses on?
Yeah.
They play in the bed. Okay. Miss Piggy's been hanging out tough with her. Okay.
and they were
taking a selfie, you know, her and Miss Piggy of their night out. And then Denise, the mistress, jumps in their selfie. So it's so awesome,
oh,
you guys. I mean,
God.
for the Muppet fans that have grown up and now we're, you know what I mean? We're not like, you know, going
right.
to see the Muppets go to Hollywood or whatever anymore. So, or take Manhattan. So, yeah, definitely be on the lookout, you guys. Just follow Kermit. You guys will be laughing, or Miss Piggy online, on Twitter, Instagram. They're cutting up, seriously. But I just had to tell you guys, and I wanted to tell you last week, but I had so many things. So, yeah. Another topic that I really want to talk about, guys, is Black-ish, the show Black-ish, which I love. If you have not seen it, and it's on Netflix as well, I always got to tell you, just check it out and watch a couple of episodes. It stars Tracy Ellis Ross and, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to get his name right now. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I forgot it. But basically, it's a really good show, and it's about, you know, a black family. And just their approach to how they're doing this particular show is genius, if you haven't seen it, because it's not corny. You know, some of our shows get a little corny or just get a little too where they're trying to be. This show is just fun the whole time. It's not nothing really heavy or serious. But this time they are talking about something a little serious. They're tackling the N-word. So, oh, my God. One of the kids, he's in a battling or rapping contest for his talent show. And he says the N-word in the song by Kanye West, you know, Gold Digger, you know, she ain't a gold digger or something, or she, whatever, y'all know what I'm saying. So it's funny, they're going to talk about it, it's going to be pretty interesting. And
so what is
one,
the name of that show? Yeah, can you repeat the name of that show again?
Yes, that show is Black-ish, so it's kind of like, you're black, but ish, not completely, you know, or however it goes. Yeah, it's Black-ish, and it's going to premiere September 23rd, guys, so check it out.
Okay.
It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I, me and my kids, we really, really like it. Yeah, you guys have to check that out. And, oh, my gosh, what's his name? I won't think of him now, but he played Ike Turner back in the day on the Angela Bassett movie. What's Love Got to Do with It?
I can't think of his name either.
I know. Lawrence Fishburne. Boom. See, I know. Lawrence Fishburne is on there, so check it out. It's really good. And the last
Lawrence
thing I want
Fishburne.
To tell you,
how can I not think of Lawrence Fishburne? Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah, I feel
me
stupid
too.
Now. Okay.
Right. And I'm sure we're probably running out of time, so the last thing I'm going to tell you guys about is Grace Jones, okay? I was really tripping today because I was at work, and then I just happened to just look and see Grace Jones snatching wigs all over the place. She named Britney Spears. I mean, all these people, I don't think it was Britney Spears. She named Rihanna and Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and basically every Taylor Swift. Every woman that's in music right now, she said that they lack vision and they're just basically copycats of her. And, this made me really sad. This made me really sad because, first, I've never seen so much hate towards anybody, but they went after Grace Jones. One outlet called her ugly, and I just want to say this. Grace Jones is not ugly. at all, like, to me personally. I think she's a beautiful woman. I hate to see her taking this role because of the fact that I feel like she's powerful and you know, she, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just hate to see our icons just stoop to certain levels. You know what I'm saying? Because she already is who she is. She doesn't gain anything by this. You know what I mean? And she doesn't need the publicity. So for me, I was disappointed, but I would never say she's ugly as, like, some of these outlets have. And I think what we all need to remember, and this is just something I said I was going to just give as a takeaway for you guys, if you're already in your lane, just like, and that's what I love about our show and what we do. A lot of people are like, you guys don't bash celebrities. You need to bash them. And you need to be in the lane you're in and establish that lane, because you will be so much better being true to who you are than trying to copycat or be anybody else. And for me, Grace Jones does not need this. She does not need this. And I felt like if she felt like they're copycats, then I feel like, and me and you've talked about this too, somebody who comes after you and tries to do what you do, that is the biggest form of flattery. So
you don't need to
address it. Keep it pushing.
Right.
So that's my advice. And that's not
I agree. And I can and I cannot believe that she went there. I mean, I hate that because you are so right. I can only repeat what you said. She does not have to. The where she's at icon wise, like now it's gonna start looking like she's desperate. And and hungry. I mean, yeah, we are all hungry, but come on, you know.
Right. It's just it's just like seeing, like, you know, filet mignon sitting in the trash. Anytime I hear anything like this, you know, I just hate to hear that. It's just it just sours their legacies. And I just say, you know, that's the see more social media drama. That's why you have to get off Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
Look, going back to the bashing thing, and you know, we are known on Artist Connection, especially on our Artist Conversation shows, we are known to embrace. And I heard critiques here and there about us being too look, I don't care what they say, and they can run their shows how they want to run their shows. If they want to insult their artists on the show, then that's what they do. But I don't do that. That's not who I am. That's not.
Nope.
I wouldn't be authentic to myself if I would start bashing artists that are on the show. I will embrace them because that's what I do. That's what we do. We care to share. If that's what we do. So if any, I mean, we are very strong-minded and strong. I mean, strong-minded women. And we have opinions that we will share, but we are tactful. And then there's a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, tactless or tactful. We are very tactful, and yes, we will embrace our artists. Now, we will voice our opinion on our show, this and that, maybe on certain happenings or whatever. But we don't just bash people. So get it out your head. It's not gonna happen unless if you want us to bash you, be our guest. Hey, writer, tell us a little bit about you. No. Seriously, we don't do that type of stuff. That's just not who we are. And I'm not just going to start that. I'm not going to do that. So
no, not at all. It will. It
share
will
your
just,
opinion.
I said it'll be exactly like what I just said with the filet mignon in the trash. It just does not help nobody. We don't even. Yeah, and we don't need that here. We don't need it for anything, for ratings or anything. We are good. And 3 years in, partner, I'm so excited.
Exactly. Three years in, and now we're weekly airing, so please make sure you spread the word, because we are weekly airing now every Thursday. Thursday is this and that, chit chat with Tammy and Tasha, and spread the word. Follow us. We love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves tonight. Make sure you tune in again Thursday and leave us your opinions on our show, radio show page on Twitter, which is Radio Talk. You know what? I have to sometimes look at our Twitter name. We have to get more active
Radio
on Twitter.
Talk
we promise. Yeah, Radio Talk Tunes. We promise
will.
To get more active on Twitter. We are so bad. We are just really, really active on our like page on Facebook. We are so active there. But we have to get more active on Twitter. We promise. So I'm going to leave the last words to you, Tata, partner, and I'm out.
Okay. All right, you guys. I am just so thankful. I want to thank my partner, Tammy. TheBomb.com. I love this show to death. I will see you guys next Thursday. Tune in, tell a friend. Thank you, and have a great night, guys. Bye.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's all this connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the artist connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.